Hello and happy Thanksgiving. I have just had my very first Thanksgiving dinner ever, and I am so full that I don't think I need to eat for another week, which is a shame because we have probably enough leftovers to feed me and about 10 others for a week. So this is Space Kate. I'm busy space nomading. I started off in Florida for the shuttle launch, which didn't launch. Wasn't sure what to do because the next launch window was only 3 weeks away. Asked Buzz Aldrin, as you do. He told me to stay, so I did. Perfect. So I headed over to Florida, hung out with some friends over there, went to Science Hack Day. Yeah, Science Hack Day San Francisco. Noodled on over to NASA Ames and had a look around their exploration center there, which was very cool. And now I find myself in Houston, where my mind is completely blown. Yesterday was the most incredible day ever, to the point that I couldn't even... I didn't have the words to talk about it yesterday, basically. And this evening I'm just working off my Thanksgiving sweet potato pie by sitting around editing the photographs that I took. Lots and lots of photographs, and blimey, if you knew where I'd been and what I'd done, you would have taken lots of photographs too. So this incredible day started off at the Neutral Buoyancy Lab, which is where the astronauts go to train to do spacewalks and get used to the idea of being in microgravity. They wear these proper spacesuits and go diving in an enormous swimming pool, which is 40 foot deep, 20 foot overground and 20 foot underground. I think it has a 1 atmosphere pressure when you're at the bottom and something like 6.2 million gallons of water or something ridiculous. Also in the pool are mock-ups of various bits of the shuttle and the International Space Station. Not necessarily in the alignment they are in the space because they wouldn't fit in the pool that way, but enough that the astronauts can sort of try out various things. So we went there first, and an astronaut that I met before, an absolutely lovely guy called Chris Hadfield, who is going up to the space station to be the commander up there in 2012, I believe. He's a Canadian astronaut, really lovely. And he was getting suited up to go in the pool with Jeanette Epps, I believe. And Tracy Caldwell was busy getting them into their suits, which is very exciting. We got to meet her. We had a look behind the scenes where they have the sort of, I guess, the equivalent of mission control for the pool diving. And the astronauts go diving in there for about 4, 5, 6 hours at a time sometimes to get used to what it would be like doing an EVA, which is let's get the acronym right, extravehicular activity, spacewalk to you and me. So that was very exciting, and I got to meet up with the lovely Samuel Strauss, who's one of the medics there, one of the NASA medics, and he's very nice, and he works a lot of the time at the NBL Neutral Buoyancy Lab. Gosh, I have become all NASA-y and started using acronyms everywhere. I'll try not to do that. Anyway, from there, we headed over to the simulator block and bumped into Mike Massimo, which was very cool. And we got to watch some people who were flying the motion shuttle, the shuttle motion simulator. We can watch them trying to come into land because there's cameras in there. And then we got to go inside the motion simulator and have a little look quickly before the next group came in to do their flying. And then there was an extra seat and I got to sit in, and it was very cool. We did 2 launches and 3 landings, and then they said, would you like to try and land the shuttle? And I was like, oh, yes, please. If you could see the grin that was on my face. Wow, my cheeks hurt. The whole thing was so amazingly exciting. Unfortunately, I crashed the shuttle. Oops, it's only a simulator, luckily. Yes, got to the runway and then kind of panicked because I didn't know what I was supposed to do and kind of smacked it into the runway a little bit too hard, so the simulator stopped. So then I tried again, and this time I landed it. Obviously, a bit more practice needed before I go up in space. But wow, landed a shuttle in a simulator. Wow, how exciting, how exciting. And if that wasn't enough, and oh my goodness, that kind of blew my brains because it was so cool. We then went to Building 9, which is where they have all the mock-ups of the space shuttle and the International Space Station, and we got to wander around some of those and briefly saw Robonaut again, and got to go in a shuttle cockpit mock-up, which I've been in once before, but now I've been in the motion simulator, which had all the working computers. It's kind of weird going back into the mock-up because they just have stickers instead of computer screens, because it's more for, you know, learning where things are and logistically moving around the shuttle and this, that and the other. Very, very cool. And we wandered all around the International Space Station mock-up, which is supposed to be as close to identical as they can make it to the one that's in space, down to the last details of putting the crew stickers up on the inside of the International Space Station mock-up where they are also in space. So when the astronauts go up and they place their sticker on the station, they take a picture of it and send it down, and the crew down on Earth then put the sticker on their mock-up. So it's very, very awesome. And then what? Oh my goodness. So then that wasn't even it. Then we carried on. There was more. Can you believe it? I couldn't. And neither could lovely Sophia, who I was with. We were just kind of like eyes popping out of our head. And I'm really glad that she was there with me, because I needed somebody else who was excited as me just to kind of go eek with. Yes. So then we went to Mission Control. And we didn't do the tourist thing where you sit behind the glass. We went in to Mission Control, into the room, and I briefly did that on Monday, and it was amazing, like, so exciting. But the same thing happened again as the first time. I kind of felt a bit too nervous to step in the door. Like, I'm not worthy of being here. I shouldn't be here. And, you know, Michael, who was giving me a tour, and Holly, who was helping me find my bearings and showing me around Mission Control as well, because she works there. They were like, come on in, it's fine. I'm like, no, this is Mission Control. This is Mission Control Houston. This is insanely, amazingly exciting. And are you sure I can come in here? They're like, come on, take some pictures. And I was like, oh, wow. Wow. And then we looked through the glass on the space station Mission Control, which is also amazing. And then we got to go into the Apollo Mission Control, which they have rebuilt. They've got all the original consoles, and with the little dial telephones and the pneumatic tubes to, you know, to send documents through, you know, like in banks, or they sometimes used to have them in supermarkets to send the money up, just like little tubes, and you put stuff in them and they go down. Oh my god, Apollo Mission Control. I mean, I went there on my tour last time and was entirely speechless, and the feeling doesn't go away. Those consoles, they launch people to the moon. Wow. The moon. Wow. And you're kind of looking at these old-fashioned buttons and tiny little monitors and wondering how on earth they did it. Wow. It's incredible. What history, and what an honour to have been able to see all those things. And honestly, the stories that I've been hearing and the things that I've been seeing and the people I've been meeting and the kindness that everybody has been showing me, I am entirely overwhelmed and so grateful. And I know the clock's ticking over as I record this, it's 12:30, but in my world, It's not tomorrow until you wake up. Therefore, it's still Thanksgiving. And so thank you. Thank you to all the people that made this possible. I mean, wow. Michael, wow, thank you. Holly and Becca, who's allowing me to stay in her house and had me over for Thanksgiving dinner, and Cindy, who's joined us, and Lucy, who showed us around Building 9, and Maddie, who took us around the MBL, and Samuel, and wow, just all these people and all these amazing things. Just, I cannot tell you how much it means to me, and I'm so grateful for everything you've done. And how about this as a sign of how important it is, not just to me but my granny? I had an email from my 88-year-old grandmother this morning, which she'd even gone to the trouble of changing the subject line of the email that I had sent her, telling her a bit about my day. And all her email subject line said was, "Wow, wow, oh yeah, wow." That about sums it up. Wow.